be, I should be somewhere. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been one of these things first.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Everybody bump. now at 11:11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform station, WMFO, in Medford. Now, 11:13, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford. I am Pete, filling in for Belinda here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dog daring you since 1990. It is a sloppy mess outside. Have you been out there? Are you out there now? Are you listening live in the midst of it? You forgot it was winter, didn't you? Well, I didn't forget because I just had a little slippery slide on my way over here, but here we are. A little inclemency, perhaps you'll grant me some clemency. It's not going to get any better than that. So, with no further ado, let's get right into it, shall we?
These Berkshire roads and lots of things, one thing they ain't as kind. If it's the place you're gonna race, good luck crossing the finish line. The race starts down at Dewey's, three bourbons and a beer, and a handful of amphetamines that chase away your fear. The race goes round the reservoir, 10 miles up your hill. Haven't been a lot of winners, not too many live to tell. Only rule is be the first to make it back alive. Just put your money on the bar, get in the car and drive. My brother took on on Creepy Pete one lonely year before. There's a cross out there on Pickle Creek next to a mangled ford. Oh, creeping across the finish line, a smile on his face. Said a pussy like my brother had no business in this race. So here we are on Halloween, one year right to the day. Creepy Pete is a ghost to me, says I'm afraid to play. Says I'm just like my brother, that poor fool just couldn't drive. Tell him if he's got the balls, just take a little ride. Samantha begs me not to go see Pete, he's never lost. 11 times the finish line, old Creepy Pete is crossed. Your brother was a blast, he says, but you'll be much more fun. He hops in his Camaro, Dewey raises up his gun. Shot rings out, I say a prayer, I put it to the floor. I've run this race inside my head a million times before. That Chevy pulls ahead of my old 67 Ford. Got the devil on his side, let's hope I got the Lord. I take him on the first turn, he hits me in the side. He's laughing louder than he laughed the night my brother died. Barrel up through Shiner Ridge, he hits me hard this time. He tries to pull my galaxy into a row of pines. We're heading for the one lane bridge when my brother cashed in. My 390 is knocking, but I keep that mother pin. Oh, Creepy isn't smiling now, he looks a little scared. Hey, laugh, this is for Rick, you riding brick as he sails through the air. When that Chevy hit that maple man, you should have heard the sound. They say that you could hear it 7 miles back in town. Should have seen their faces when they saw my smoking Ford. Limping across the finish line at Johnson's corner store. These Berkshire roads are lots of things, one thing they ain't as kind. Creepy Pete is gone, but he's a dozen for a dime. And me, I am retired, but I gotta thank the Lord. Let the devil have his Chevy, thank God Jesus loves his Ford. These Berkshire roads are lots of things, one thing they ain't as kind. This place you're gonna race, good luck crossing the finish line. The race starts down at Dewey's, 3 bourbons and a beer, and a handful of amphetamines that chase away your fear.
Just a poor man with a heart full of love. I'm just a
sin. Tell him I'm sorry, but I'd do it again. If God is watching when I pay for my sin, for my sin. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love, just for you, just for you. Buy me no roses when they lay me in the ground. Go tell my mother I cut my brother down. Go tell my mother I cut my brother down. Cut him down. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love, just for you, just for you.
Be a man someday. Jelly 20 times a day.
Oh,
roly-poly eats a hearty dinner. It takes lots of strength to run and play.
Yes, yes.
Pulls up weeds and does the chores, and he runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Oh, roly-poly, daddy's a little fatty. Bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Got an empty home and a cup of foam and my whiskey run dry. Gonna get my tie and head out tonight to the new town where I can show my flair. Get a chick to stare when I give her the eye. Sparks will fly for this new drunk old guy. I'm good to go, I'm good to go, like Eastwood in Gran Torino. I'm taking it slow, whoa, whoa. It's
Still I wake at five, gonna go for a drive to the country club, whacking balls sky high. They pay no mind to my flask o' shine. And I got nothing to lose from being refused. Got wisdom in my face, gonna play my ace, gonna get me a taste of a lady fine for this new drunk old guy. I'm good to go, I'm good to go, like Eastwood in Gran Torino. I'm taking it slow, whoa, whoa, whoa. With Teresa Dent, I'm cleaning out my shed, gassing up my butt, baby, if you like. Take your body on down to Newmark Park, and we'll kiss as the raccoons fight. Got a dead wife gone, and my daughter's long in the tooth now. Well, guess I'm going to hell, might as well get high for the very first time for this new drunk old guy. What's your name again? Was it Gwendolyn? Was it Stacey Jane? Was it Shaniqua? Hey, don't go away, I've got more to say. Oh, you're gonna make me cry. I'm the new drunk old guy. So come on, pretty honey, I've got some money, I'm just being funny. Wait, I'll buy you a beer. Wait, you're only 18. I guess that's all right.
Hey, look, that's one set down. One set of 2 hours of radio here on Bubbles in the Think Tank on WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Once again, I'm Pete. I'm filling in for Ryan, who's filling in for Mike, who's filling in for Belinda. I have, the food chain has made it down to me. Lowly me dug up from the 6 a.m. Friday slot here in the big time at last. I want to thank everybody that made this possible. You know, Bubbles in the Think Tank, the illustrious Bubbles in the Think Tank, is easily in the top 4 or 5 shows in its time slot in Greater Boston. And if I can help it, it won't slip more than 1 or 2 slots down tonight. Hopefully we haven't lost anyone just yet. We just heard from the Summer Villains with New Drunk Old Guy from their 2014 album Loons. Those guys are a lot of fun. I have a feeling that the Bubbles in the Think Tank crowd would really dig the vibe of the Summer Villains. They're kind of goofy, very talented, and they pretty much rock it out. They're playing at the Plow, I think, on something like March 3rd. A lot of fun. Before the Summer Villains, we had Bob Wills with Roly Poly, his single from 1946. So many choice comments in that legendary song. He likes everything from soup to hay. I know Belinda doesn't usually talk over bed music, but I just feel like I'm on the radio a little more when I do. Before Bob Wills, we heard Lee Hazelwood with Poor Man from 1968's Love and Other Crimes. And we opened up the set with Angry Johnny and the Killbillies, one of their many Western Massachusetts car crash songs. That song was called Creepy Pete. That's a different guy than me. I'm okay, Pete. I promise. So please, don't run away. Stay with us. There's more to come.
Everybody stop what you're doing, this is an emergency. Flames are flaring, smoke is rising, everyone come and see. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Try to smother it with that raincoat over by the windowsill. Fill up every paper cup and empty every well. Douse it with a pot of coffee lest it overcomes us. Evacuate before the room becomes a fiery furnace. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Do not attempt to save expensive pieces of equipment. Try to keep a level head through all of this excitement. Climb onto the fire escape and do as you're instructed to. Leave behind all articles of sentimental value. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Come forward, who confesses to have failed to snuff his still-lit cigarette end he threw in the rubbish pail. We will give him 40 lashings, lock him in the pillory, and shame him in the public square for everyone to see. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the mice in the Eleanor Rigby raises the price, chops up the ice.
Oh,
I am Eleanor Rigby, looks for the light, but I'm trying to sing a song. All I want to do is do Eleanor. Oh, I'll do it myself.
Oh, look at all the lonely people.
Helena Rigby eats all the rice in the church where her wedding had been. No, not eats all the rice. Helena Rigby picks up the dice, raises the price, chops up the ice, traffics in vice. Oh, no, no, no. Kills all the mice in the church. So that would be cruel. Maybe I better start again. Eleanor Rigby picked up the rice in the church where her wedding had been. Lives in a dream, waits by the window, wearing a face that she keeps in the jar by the door. That's strange. Most of my friends wear their faces on their head. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. no one is near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What a weird old priest this guy is. First he writes a sermon for a bunch of deaf people, then he turns off the lights in his room and darns socks. Can't you just hear him in the dark with those sharp needles? And knit one, ouch, and purl two, ooh, and knit one, ouch, and purl two, ouch. No wonder they call him the Band-Aid Bishop. Oh, the song. No one's to care, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the bony people. No, all the ornery, all the ugly people. A pugly repo. I'm a creeple. A go climb a steeple. No, no, no. Oh, where do they all belong? Eleanor Igby, Catherine Figby, Gwendolyn Bugley, Bugby, let's go play rugby, Madeline Snagby, Clustering Hugby, you know, Harriet Gentry, Victor Borgie, Liberace, Thomas Dewey, Rudy Valley, Mike Mazurki, Albuquerque, have some jerky, you're a turkey. Eleanor Rigby died in a church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Speaking of churches, did you hear about the religious skunk who went to church each Sunday and sat in his own pew? Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down up. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hand as he works from the grave. There's that funky McKenzie guy again. Not only he writes punk sermons and louses up his socks, but he can't even throw dirt straight. You dig 16 ton and what do you get? Filthy! Ready for the biz bag. Oh, look at all the lonely people. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Oh, my little hand.
Since I was a young boy, I played this silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, I never seen him fall. The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Don't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights a flashing. He plays by sense of smell. He always gets a replay. The digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard. He has to be a twist. A pinball wizard, he's got such a supple wrist. He's a pinball wizard, his score shoots even more. The pinball wizard, the world's new pinball lord.
Been saying you don't feel well these days. I thought it was this hot and humid weather that was making you feel sick.
I wonder if that's all it is. Ram's face looks pretty bad.
Oh, please don't scare us, Uncle.
Tell me, what's the name of the pesticide you're using?
Sita, could you bring that bottle here?
What are you using that empty bottle for?
This bottle's so convenient. I use it to keep spices.
What? To keep food?
What's wrong?
Yes.
I've washed it well.
It doesn't matter how well you wash it. Never use pesticide containers for other things. Some pesticides always remain.
But according to what I heard in town, unless you drink the stuff directly, it can't harm you. Isn't that what they were saying, Sita?
Yes, I heard that too.
Did you read the warnings on the back of the bottle?
Uncle, you know we can't read.
We got a good explanation before we bought them.
And what did they tell you?
Well, to use it, you pour water in a big bucket.
That's right.
And then add some of the chemical, mix well, and spray the mixture evenly.
And the precautions were not to drink pesticide. Don't spray them near people or animals. That was about it, wasn't it?
You say it's poisonous, but it just kills small insects, doesn't it?
Right. No need to worry that much.
No need to worry that much. If you're drinking pesticide tonight, I want to urge you to make sure to read the label carefully and make sure you're only killing the bad stuff. I won't make any judgments as to whether you fall in that category or not. That's between you and your maker. We just heard a snippet of a helpful piece that some UNESCO effort put out in 1996 for translation for places in the south and east parts of Asia for called Are You Really Safe from Chemical Pesticides? It never struck me as something that treated the people very well that it was targeting. Before that, we heard from the inimitable, from the unmistakable Puddles Pity Party with his Pinball Wizard Folsom Prison Blues mashup, Pinball Prison, from 2017, a single that he did. If you haven't seen Puddles Pity Party, and I don't mean actually gone to see him. I haven't gone to see him, but I would certainly love to. But if you haven't seen the man, his face, his presence, his performance, go look him up. Go dig into some of those videos. Not now, not during Bubbles in the Think Tank. Some other time. And if you haven't, you'll just kind of stare for a while. Your jaw will drop a little and you'll thank me. Before that, we had Doodles Weaver with Eleanor Rigby, 1975 release. I don't know exactly when he recorded it, but it was on the Dr. Demento's Delights compilation. And for many years as a kid, that was the only version of that song that I knew. And I found it very odd to hear a straight and clean and boring pop version of that song to me. And we opened up with Brian Dewan and Waste Paper Basket Fire from 1994's Brian Dewan Tells the Story. An album full of Brian playing an electrified zither run through an organ speaker for a sound unlike any other. It is it was a technological marvel of analog sound. Not so long ago, the pinnacle of human achievement. And remember, all human achievement rests on the backs of our ancestors who came before us. So don't forget them in this modern technological age.
History before time began, all the real cool cats had a solid plan. When they dug a nervous chick, they all to a man went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. Abba, ape call. Doodly Abba, you wanna be cool, man? Go ape. Young Mighty Joe swinging through the trees was the king of everything that roosted in the leaves. But when he saw a girl ape hanging in the breeze, he went, ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba, you like to be hip boy, go ape. Big dinosaur was a long tall lizard, he drift through the jungle like a slow blizzard, but when he got a double ticket lady lizard, he did. Ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba, you wanna be sharp cat? Go ape. A pterodactyl was a flying fool. Just I thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Well, it was sort of a stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school. But a mama dactyl could show make him drool. Ape call, doodly Abba. Ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba. Don't be a square, Joe, go ape. Now old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba. Bezorch daddy-o, go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mellaroony daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba, ape call, doodly Abba. Don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today.
By the miracle of recording, I don't know of any better way than just to call it what it is. It's the monkey song, and it's about the monkey theory, the ridiculous theory of evolution that refutes the Bible account of creation.
I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Seems so unbelievable, and yet they're saying it's true. They're teaching us about it in school now, that humans were monkeys once too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Although it's so ridiculous, they're teaching us now that it's true. Teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in a zoo. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so much more believable, and surely, surely it's true. The God made man in his image, no monkey story will do. Whoa, kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. This monkey business has to go, because it just isn't true. It's such a disgrace to the monkey, a disgrace to the human race too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree.
Hey. Abba dabba 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 dab, said the chippy to the monk. Babba dabba 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 dab, said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay,
swinging and singing in the honky tonky way.
Abba dabba 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 dab means monk, I love but you.
Dabba dabba dab in monkey talk means chip, I love you too.
Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon
they went upon their abba dabba honeymoon. Honeymoon, honey, honey, honeymoon.
All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay,
swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way.
Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab means monk, I love what you. Abba-dabba-dab in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too.
Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon
they went upon their abba dabba honeymoon.
One night they were made man and wife, and now they cry, hey, this is a life.
Since they came from their abba dabba honeymoon, honeymoon, honey, honey, honeymoon. Abba dabba.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. No, you'll never make a monkey out of me. Oh my God, I was wrong. It was Earth all along. You finally made a monkey.
Yes, we finally.
You finally made a monkey out of me. I love you, Dr. Zayas.
Well, there you have it. There's the monkey set. Apparently, monkeys go over very well. And, you know, if I had had a little more time to prepare, it was kind of a last-minute fill-in here. I'd have given equal time to the robots because, you know, ultimately, it's between the monkeys and the robots who's going to decide the fate of man. One of the two of them will destroy the human race. And, you know, we want to be in good with, you know, our eventual overlord captors. We just heard a little bit of Troy McClure singing "You Finally Made a Monkey Out of Me" from the musical version of Planet of the Apes from 1996, Simpsons episode. That was preceded by Freddie Martin and his orchestra and the Martin Men, featuring Merv Griffin, believe it or not, with the Abba Dabba Honeymoon from 1951. Part of that we heard from Robin and Crystal Bernard. Crystal Bernard, you probably know if you're, over 30. She was on TV for a while on a television show called Wings that she starred in for about, 6 or 10 years or something. Too long. And that was her childhood career, singing religious, kind of sarcastic songs, denouncing secularists. That was the Monkey Song from an album called Feudin', Fussin', and Frettin', somehow mixed up with Jerry Falwell. I didn't quite get to the bottom of that, and honestly, I am not really too keen on getting any deeper. And we opened up, of course, with Nervous Norvis and Ape Call, his single from 1956. I feel like I could play an entire show of Nervous Norvis tracks and I and everyone else would be happy. Currently, behind me is, before it was the, it was Jupiter, the bringer of jollity from Gustav Holst's The Planet. Now we've got the original $10,000 pyramid theme. Someone brought it to my attention one day, and I, of course, went and looked it up. It was in my head the entire rest of the day, looping. Fortunately for you, it'll only be in your head for, like, another, I don't know, 10 seconds or so, because it's going to get replaced by this.
I wanted you to do as I thought you should do.